Welcome
love
back.
Is an open door.
Hey guys!
Welcome
You're
back.
So welcome for that.
Welcome back to Called by Name.
Yay.
I'm Ava.
I'm Paisley.
She's her. So I want it to be all cute and like aesthetically pleasing, right? And so on the way here, I was like, I'm gonna pick us up. Because my favorite Starbucks drink is the strawberry acai.
And it's pink.
It's pink. And it also has caffeine. So I was like, I'm going to need a little pick-me-up. Because we're recording this literally right after school. And so I was like, I'm going to need a little pick-me-up. And then I got her a drink too. And then my entire reason for getting $5 drinks for each of us was because I was like, they're both pink. Because she likes the pink drink. And then the drink I get is pink. So the whole entire point and reason for getting that was so that I could be like, look how cute we are with our pink drinks.
I stand alone.
Yeah, I finished mine. I didn't know her dad was going to be on a Zoom call. And so I was like drinking it little by little throughout the time we were waiting for him to like be done. Because if you don't know, I don't think we talked about this. We use her dad's office to record our podcasts.
Another shout out to Cardi.
Cardi. He literally saved us. He saved this podcast.
He's amazing.
He's basically our producer.
Not us.
So we just sit here and talk. He figured everything else out.
You know that thing that's like it's like I want to be him, but I will never be him.
Oh.
You will never.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote to you. It's like,
wow.
It was us, but
also no.
It was not us. It will never be us.
It will never be us.
Da, 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 da.
So I think every episode we just need to find a way to shout out your dad in some way.
Yeah. We will.
Yeah.
He's gonna come through every single time.
Yeah. We should have him on at some point.
We should. Just to like say hi at least.
Yeah. We also
so you guys know who we're talking about.
Yes. Her dad, her father. We also have some really exciting guests lined up to come on this season and next season. So we're super excited about that. So make sure you guys have your notifications on, staying tuned because I'm excited for some of the guests we're gonna have on today. But
not today.
Well, eventually.
Yeah.
My brain is a little fried.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's 3:04 after school. It's 4.
Yeah.
And it's That's after true. School.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just had to fix that.
It's okay. How was your day today?
It was good. It was
really.
It was Friday. I'm really grateful it's the weekend that I don't have to do school. This week was our first week back after Christmas break.
Yeah.
It felt really good to be back at school and be back in routine, but it's definitely, I love the weekend, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
what
week.
What about you?
It was good. My week was, like, really good. Normally, I, like, hate school. Like, I just, I hate it with a burning passion. I just don't. I don't know. I feel like I'm not really close with any of the people at my school, and, like, I'm friends with everyone.
Yeah.
But honestly, I really struggle with thinking, like, do they actually, like me or do they just find me annoying? Because the way that sometimes they'll talk about other people is, like, whoa. Like, I thought.
This is literally our topic today.
I know. That's kind of crazy. What a segue. I'm so good. I'm so good at this.
You're so good at this.
No, but, yeah, it's because, like, a lot of people at my school will be trash talking and like gossiping about people and I'm like, I thought y'all like liked them. And so it's like hard for me sometimes to be like, is that how they feel about me? Like, do they secretly just think I'm like super annoying and they just want me to like go away, you know? Because it's crazy. It's crazy how like gossiping and like
people,
stuff like that, it like ruins a lot of things for a lot of relationships, lots of friendships. Like it's crazy. And so but this week was actually really good. I felt really connected to a lot of people. And I don't feel that way usually. So it was good.
Yeah.
Not excited to be doing work again, but it was good.
I know, me neither.
Yeah. But we have Monday off. I just realized that.
I'm probably going to go snowboarding. What are you doing?
Yeah. I probably will, like, get my work done for Tuesday. I'll probably, like, go
That's
to a
fun.
Coffee shop and just, like, just knock some stuff out. I also have a few videos I need to edit and stuff, so
good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your life going? Do you have any life updates for us?
I do.
Oh. Tell us.
I auditioned for our school play Peter Pan.
You did do that.
On Thursday, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do it on Tuesday. Yeah. What a Thursday. But I had a fever the night before, so that didn't really help.
That was a little crusty of you.
Yeah. But that's okay. They let me go on Thursday. I was really scared because the last time I auditioned for a play was like when I was in fifth grade. And
oh, yeah.
It was a long time ago. So it was, I was not nervous at all.
That's crazy.
Except for when I walked into the room and I started singing and I started shaking because my body realized what I was actually doing. But besides that, I was really good. I was pretty confident, you know what I mean?
That's so awesome.
And I got a call back, so.
Yeah, you did.
We'll
good
see
job.
How that goes. Thanks. Thanks, girly pop.
I knew you were going to get a call back. She auditioned and I was like, how'd it go? And she was like, I don't know. Like, you said one of the girls had tears in her eyes when you were singing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know if it was like me just like seeing that.
Imagine or she like thinks it's her... like actually awful and she's like, oh my God, make it stop. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. But, like, that would be so funny.
You're like, she's oh, like, my gosh, she loves my singing. And she's like, stop. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it was not terrible, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I told you, I was like, no, you're literally getting a callback. And then you did. And
then
I was
did.
Like, it's like.
It's crazy.
Yes. I wanted to audition, too, but, like. I'm a junior in high school and it's just like really crazy right now. I'm balancing like a job kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then all the schoolwork. Apparently, okay, at our school, the reading in junior year just like spikes. It's crazy.
Yeah. So much reading.
Literally. And like the weird thing is for freshman year and for sophomore year, you have, what's it called? You have one humanities teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And then junior year, they split it up, and then you have three. So you have political philosophy, English, and then U.S. history.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Whereas, like, freshman and sophomore year, it's, like, it's all of that is one teacher.
English and history.
Yeah, it's just, like, humanities. But no, I guess.
But no,
they decided to make our lives like 10 times harder. It was a really weird transition.
Yeah.
I've definitely gotten into the flow of it now, but it was definitely hard. And I just was like, you know what? Like next year's my senior year. Like I'll do it then. Cause then I'll have a lot more time. And
yeah,
anyways. So, but that's so exciting. And I can't wait to see what role you got. I think you're going to get a lead role. Like, I think you will.
I don't know. We'll see. I really don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you will though.
So. Or unless we're getting into it. I have a God moment. A God thing that happened this week.
Yes, do it. Sure.
I love God moments, guys. Okay.
Yes.
So, basically, I was in math class, and we were all doing MAPS testing, which is where we just test for the state. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like standardized testing.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. So, anyways, I was doing that. Or no, I wasn't doing that. The class was doing that in math, but I had already finished mine. And so I didn't need to do it. And they were like, just work on any extra work you have. And then I was like, I didn't have any other extra work. So I just read my Bible. And so I have an actual teacher, math teacher, but he has an assistant. Her name is... Oh, wait, no, I can't say names.
He has a TA.
Yes.
Yeah.
TA, teacher's assistant. She's really nice. And I'm assuming she's Christian, but she, like, has a Bible verse on her phone case, and I've, like, complimented before. Like, we've had that, like, Christian small talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where we both, like, oh, okay, you do the same thing, like, we're, you know.
Right.
Anyways, so as I'm reading my Bible, like, a couple times I would look up and see her just kind of, like, smiling and staring at me, and I was like, yeah. Oh, she likes that I'm reading my Bible.
Yeah.
So, as I was sitting there, I looked up at her one of the times, and I just, like, got a Bible verse, like, a word for her. Mm. Just, like, pop in my head. And it was, like, Proverbs 3 something 2, I don't know. And it is talking about wisdom and about how, like, she's more precious than gold, or she, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why can't I talk?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull up the verse, but you keep talking.
I literally have it right here.
Okay, I got it. Wait, just kidding. That's about a wife. I am not a wife. Oh, I found it. Okay.
I found it.
It's Proverbs 3:15. It says, unless you really had a burning desire to say it.
Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can... Okay. I really do want to say it. Okay, Ava.
Okay. You can read it. My goodness, child.
Wisdom... Proverbs 3:15 says, wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you a long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left.
Mm.
Yeah, she basically just goes on to talk about wisdom and how it's like more precious than gold. And it's like.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's a good verse. Yeah.
That was gorgeous of you.
Anyways. Let me just finish my story, please.
Okay.
And it's a verse that, like, I have always loved. It's a good verse.
that's the Bible for you.
Yep. It's just good. I'm so sarcastic of me. It literally is good. I'm not being funny. Wait. Okay. I'm not lying. It's good, okay? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
We don't need extra footage.
Correct.
Anyways, so I just like saw it written all over her. I opened my Bible to it. I like kind of read it through it and stuff. I was like, I don't know like when to give this to her. And so I was like, okay, I'll wait for confirmation from God. I'll wait. Like, okay, whatever. So anyways, I was just kind of like sitting there like, not like nervous, but like, how do I give this to her? I'm in the front of the classroom. She's kind of about to teach a class.
Yeah.
We have a 5-minute break before we start the lesson. And it was kind of my chance because I asked her how many more minutes left of the break we had. She thought I asked her how was her Christmas break. So she starts answering this and ranting on about it.
Wow. That's really cute. She's still in the recovery process, if you can't tell. She was like holding her sinuses and like trying to breathe. That was really cute. Okay. You can see her do that if you watch the YouTube channel. If you guys want, if you don't know, we have a YouTube channel and you should totally check it out so you can watch Paisley hold her sinuses. Anyways, continue.
Anyways. So she starts ranting about her Christmas break, and then, like, she's kind of about to walk away, but she goes, like, she turned around, which this was the confirmation part. She goes, mm-hmm. Oh, I love your Bible. She, like, kind of points exactly to where the verse for her said. Wow. She kind of points to it. It's like, I love that. Are you reading your Bible just for fun, or is it, like, for a class? And I was like, oh, I just love reading my Bible. And she's like, that's awesome. It's a really good book. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And I was like, she kind of started to walk away, and I was like, this is my chance. So I was like, I actually got a word for you. And she was like, oh, and she, like, kind of leaned in. And I just, like, read it to her, and I was just like, I just really felt like God wanted me to remind you that you are more precious than gold, and that you are worth far more than gold, and that you're so valued, and just, like, God, like, treasures you so much. He's so, like, honored that he, you know, just gets to walk with you. And
yeah.
And she just starts bawling. Like, she's just crying. She's like, and, like, she's about to teach a class. And I'm yeah. like, I'm sorry.
You're like, just, I just ruined all your makeup.
Yeah. And she was just wanted to tell me, like, it's not just the words you said, but it's the actual Bible verse. And she was like, I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to be a full-time math teacher or a full-time sign language ASL teacher.
Yeah.
And she was like, that Bible verse is the exact Bible verse, the first Bible verse I learned in ASL. And
I love that.
So it was really cool just to, like, that was her confirmation, and, like, just get to see, like, the fruit of what happens when I trust God, and when I
when
trust
step out.
That he has a word for that person, and that that's actually for hurt them. So it was really cool. Yeah. Share Jesus and show people how cool he is. Yes. And be the hands and feet of Jesus, because, like, I always like to say, when I'm, like, scared to pray for someone or I'm scared to, like, share a word, I'm always afraid to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
But I always remind myself that, like, I kind of just have the mindset of, like, oh, like, what if this isn't for them? But what if it is? Mm. And you just missed out on giving them that word.
Yeah. What if, you know, they needed it?
Right. And you have nothing to lose, really. So, go.
Yeah.
Go do it. I believe in you. Right. You've got this.
Ugh, yeah. And on it, I mean, when you're giving someone a word, like, literally worst case scenario is, like, they're like, oh, like, that doesn't really resonate with me and, you know, whatever. And even then you can still be like, oh, well, you know, like, if you know someone that that would resonate with, or, like,
or it
you
could
know,
even resonate with them
later down on the line. Yeah.
And they don't even know it yet.
Yeah. So. And it's like, even in those situations, you can just be like, oh, well, like, have a good day. You know, like, God bless you. Like, it doesn't, don't be scared to do it. You know, like, this is, we're going on a bit of a tangent here, but I think it was Paul.
We can do an episode on this if you guys want us to.
Yes.
In the next season, maybe.
We should. But I think it's Paul or Peter. I'm not really sure. I haven't. Yeah. But one of them, I think it was Paul. But one of it, whoever it was said that the gift of prophecy is meant to edify the church. And so it's like your gift to be able to hear the Lord and to prophesy and to share that with other people is meant to uplift and encourage and edify the church. So it's like, it's actually your job when someone gives you, or when God gives you a word about someone, to go and do that, because he's giving you that word so that you can partner with God and you can minister to them and you can encourage them and edify them. And yeah, so that's my little rant, but like,
you're so right.
Yeah. There's been so many times where, like, I've gotten a word for someone and I didn't give it to them because I was too scared. And I was like, what if I'm wrong? You know, like, whatever. But I always have to remind myself, like, no, this is the gift. It's the only spiritual gift that is meant to uplift and edify the church. Like, it's the only one that is, like, for the church. And so it's really special. And I think we just have to, like, trust God and partner with him and trust that, like, you know, so don't let your fear hold you back from giving people words and, you know.
And you just feel so good after doing it. You're just like, wow, like, God just spoke to someone else so that they would be impacted and felt loved or whatever.
Well, and I was even talking to one of my mom's friends about, you know, prophecy. And she was like, the cool thing about that, too, is, like, when it does resonate with someone, it's like, you're ministering to them, but you all, like, God is ministering to them through you.
Yeah.
But then it's also like you recognize that God is ministering to you too, because it's like he's speaking that to you and he's giving you these like heavenly downloads of like, you know, this is what this person is walking through, you know, like this is, you know, whatever. So it's just really cool because you're like, wow, I hear the Lord. But then you also get to use that to encourage other people. And anyways, all that to say, go give people words, go prophesy over people if you feel like that's something that you're called to, and don't let fear hold you back. Don't do it.
Right. This is such a good topic. We should totally talk about this sometime. Totally. I know we're going to talk about spiritual gifts like that, so talk about that.
For sure.
But should we dive in?
Yes. Tell us what we're talking about today, Paisley.
We're talking about friendships and trusting God with them and putting them in his hands. And not taking control and not trying to steer the ship yourself and letting God steer the ship.
Amen.
With your friendships.
With your friendships.
Yes.
I don't know why I said it like that. Friendships. With your friendships. Okay, well, you read the verse last time, so can I read it?
Yeah, I guess so. Do you want it from the straight Bible?
From the straight Bible?
Do you want it straight from the Bible?
Okay, wait. Are we starting with Proverbs 12:26? Is that the one?
It's right here.
Okay. Oh. I'll read it from the straight Bible. Let's see. So Proverbs 12:26 says, "The righteous choose their friends carefully, but the wicked the way." Ew! Did your toes just crack? No, I feel like funny. I heard that. Okay. All right. Just kidding. Change of plans. So. Proverbs 18:24 says there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. And that is from the New Living Translation. I think most of our verses are NLT. So if any of you guys are wondering, that's both of our Bibles are NLT. So I had to withhold myself from like hitting you with my Bible. It was like an intrusive thought. I was like, what if I just...
Oh.
It would have been like out of a place of love though, for sure.
Oh, like knocking some like
Bible. Knocking some love.
Knocking some love into me.
Right.
Just kidding.
Okay. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Especially in the world we live in today where you have things like social media, have things like, I don't know. Just
friend stuff is tricky.
It is. And that's why we're here. No, that is why we wanted to make this episode, is because we both have had our own really difficult journey with friendships and fake friends and, you know, friends who gossip, friends who do this and that. And it's just, it's a really tough thing to navigate, especially as a Christian, because if you're not a believer, it's like you can just pick any random person and be like, you know, you're my friend now.
You're pretty cool.
When you're not a Christian, like, your best friend is literally just someone who you decided to trust one day. Right. So, like,
And it's hard to be a Christian friend with someone who you're not equally yoked with. And so that, I feel like that's really hard. And that's where some people get stuck and, like, twisted up, entangled, because they're not equally yoked.
Yeah. Or even it's, I mean, that's with, you know, friends who are, you know, one of them is a Christian and then maybe the other one isn't. Or even just maybe both of you are Christians, but you are more, you're more spiritually advanced. And so they don't understand the depth of, like, I don't know. We both have experienced people like this where it's like they're not completely walking in the fullness of God, and so they don't understand what it looks like to be a Christian friend and how to treat other people with kindness. So you're with this person and you're watching them kind of like interact with other people and like do all these things, and it's like, okay, well, that
doesn't align with my values or my, you know.
Right.
But, and not saying you can't be friends with non-Christian people, like, obviously
God calls us to do that.
To be friends with everyone and to love everyone.
But
it definitely can be hard sometimes.
There's a difference between, like, you know, having those people in your life and making room for that friendship to happen, because the whole reason God wants us to be friends with unbelievers is so that we can mentor them, so that we can show them, like, hey, this is how I do life. This is why I follow Jesus. You know, like, we're supposed to be friends with people who aren't believers for that purpose. You know, he calls us, you know, go and make disciples of all nations, you know? So it's like, that is something we're called to, but that, you know, Jesus sat with the sinners, but he didn't eat with them. He didn't sin with them. And I think that is really hard. And that is something even I've been trying to figure out lately. You know, it's like, okay, you're not to the same, you're not on the same, like, wavelength as I am with God. So how do I navigate this? And I really think it all has to just come from a place of love and just a place of, like, okay.
Trusting God.
Yeah. We do kind of want to talk about, like, our own stories and our own experiences. So should we maybe just, like, start with that?
Yeah. I think some of the things we want to touch on is trusting God with friendships. Trusting that God will provide those friendships. Like, say you are a brave person and had to let go of some friends that were pretty toxic or just not leading you into the right direction, and the Bible says we have a Bible verse for that where it's like the to lead you in the right path or something.
This one? Yeah, it is. Proverbs 12:26. The righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray.
Right. Say they are leading you astray or leading you from where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
And you had to let go of them, mm-hmm. but it's hard for you to let go of them because you're scared that God isn't going to provide,
yeah,
you know, new friends for you. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about what it looks like to be
a good friend,
and you know how to find those good friends, how to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
Yeah. Why don't you start with your story?
Wow. Okay. There's a lot to unpack here. I feel like I've always kind of struggled with making friends because I've always felt so left out and so different. And I know that sounds really like, I'm just not like everyone else. That's, but it's true. I always, like, ever since I was young, I just kind of felt like, okay, I don't really know where I fit in. Yeah. And I don't know who my people are. I don't really know how to connect with people. Like, it's always been a struggle. Like, my friendships have always been something that was of concern to me because I didn't really know, like,
right,
you know, it was always hard for me.
Yeah.
To, you know, connect with people at school or at church, like whatever it was. And so really just throughout my whole life, like, I was like, how do I make friends? How do I, like, connect with people? How do I find the people that, like, I connect with that I can really relate to? And I had always prayed ever since I was, like, literally, like, I want to say, like, 8 or 9, like, I'd be praying, like, God, I just want to, like, have a best friend who's, like, exactly like me and who understands me and who wants to listen to me and, like, you know, all these things. And it took a really long time to get that. So last year almost a year ago. That's crazy.
That's really wild.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Last February, my best friend of 9 years.
Wow.
Almost 9 years. Basically, to put it short, she broke up with me. She cut me off and basically told me, like, she didn't want to be friends with me anymore, and that, you know, basically just told me, like, everything I was doing wrong. And we have since then we have, like, met up and we have talked about, like, what happened and everything, and we're on good terms now, so that's good. And
right.
Because of that, she probably is listening to this, so I just want to preface, I'm not,
we
like,
love you.
Yeah, yeah. I love her still. I'm not here to, like, trash talk her or to, like, right. shame her for, like, the things she said or what she did, because there were also things that I did wrong throughout mm-hmm. that situation too. Yeah. But it is part of, like, my story and my journey with my friendships. So I am going to talk about it, but just
as an example of just kind of
right. But I'm not here to shame her. I've forgiven her. I really have. I hold nothing against her. But honestly, like, it was really hard.
Yeah.
I had known her for majority of my life. We were so close for so long.
Yeah.
And I think that is why that needed to happen. Mm. I needed to let that go.
Yeah.
Because what I didn't realize throughout that time was I really relied on her for a lot of things that she just couldn't give me.
Mm.
I relied on her to be the voice of God in my life, which is, like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't expect anyone to fill that position.
Right.
Of God in your life, and maybe you don't even recognize it, but it's like you look to this person for all the answers, all of your everything. You, like, look to this person, you're like, show me what to do, like, give me the attention and the love that I need. And it's like she was a human. She couldn't do that for me, and I couldn't do that for her. And it's like, you cannot expect godly things out of a human. You That's just good. Can't.
Yeah.
And so without even realizing it, I, you know, after everything happened, I obviously realized that I had been putting her above God in my life for years. Mm. And whenever I had any sort of issue, problem, whatever, my first reaction, I mean, it was usually to talk to God. Like, I didn't, like, blow off God completely, but it was, like, I also was, like, okay, let me talk about it. I mean, let me talk to... We need to bleep that out or something. Let me talk to her about it. Let me, you know, see what she has to say. Like, what does she think? And I really think that the whole reason God, you know, let that fallout happen was because of that. Was because I had idolized her in a way that was so unhealthy. And I know she did the same thing with me, because we talked about it and we were like, yeah, like, you know, because the reality is, as humans will fail. We aren't perfect. Mm-hmm. We are going to fail each other. Like, I'm going to fail you. Right. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt your feelings. But it's like, I think good friendships, it's a matter of like, okay, but how can I forgive you? How can I, you know, I think, you know, being a good friend also looks like being a good forgiver and being like, you hurt me, but like, I'm going to forgive you and I'm going to love you anyways. But my whole point in saying that was like, we both expected too much from each other. Yeah. And so there came a point where I was like, well, why are you acting like this? Why are you doing this? What's going on? And it was like the same thing with her. She was like, she expected too much of me that I couldn't give her.
Yeah.
And we basically just ended up like failing each other because we had put each other in the place of God in our lives.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced like that is why that friendship ended the way it did.
Yeah.
And so that was really hard. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk for a solid 10 months. Like, that's a whole child. Someone like conceived and birthed a kid while we weren't talking.
Wow. It's a long time.
It was a fat second. And it was really hard. I walked through a really hard season of isolation and just being like, okay, well, now who do I talk to? Like, who do I talk to when I'm at school now? Because this person, she was my everything. It was like every lunch, every passing period, everything, every weekend, every time that I had free time, it was like I knew who I was hanging out. I was hanging out with her.
Yeah.
And so that was hard. And I remember it was like a week or two after everything came crashing down that the Lord was like, I'm taking you through this season of isolation so I can refine you and strengthen you and show you like how to live your life. Because I didn't know how to do that.
Right. And you became so like numb to it. Like,
yes.
You normalized it so you didn't realize it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think before then, the Lord really used that season to show me what it looks like to be a woman of God. That was such a pivotal point in my life, was because I had no one but God. I had become so dependent on this one friend that like God was, he was just my sky daddy. He was just kind of like there, and I came to him when I needed things. And he really grew me in that season and just showed me like, there is so much more to you than this person that you thought was your everything. And this, you know, I just hit the mic. Sorry. And so I walked through a really hard season of isolation, not really knowing who to talk to. And for a while I was like scavenging for like someone. I was like literally anyone who will talk to me, anyone who will like be friends with me. Like I was like, whoever it is, like I just want someone to talk to. And, but eventually I like came to the realization that like I wasn't going to be able to just find my new best friend in a matter of weeks. Like it needed to be more time than that, and I needed to really give that to the Lord. And it was hard. I mean, when you lose your best friend of like 9 years, it's like, how do you just hand that over? How do you just be like, all right, well, that sucked. Anyways, here, moving God. On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whoever.
It takes time.
Yeah. Next.
Thank you.
Next.
I feel like we do like a button for like,
thank you.
Next.
Next.
Thank you.
Next.
Thank you. Next.
That sucked.
Anyways.
Anyways. Yeah, so that was really hard. Yeah. But what I didn't realize was that, like, throughout that time, even before all this happened, he was preparing the way for you and me to, like, be right. friends and to be super close. And I didn't even, like, realize that was happening.
Yeah. He was growing us, teaching us things, maturing us separately so that we would be prepared
for now.
For this friendship. Right. We wouldn't get along so well.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that.
This podcast would not exist without two things. That God. Season of isolation, Jesus, and Cody.
Praise God for both.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was hard. Like that solid few months where I had no one, where I didn't have anything. It was like, it was hard. Like that's all I felt so alone. I felt like, you know, how am I supposed to just be like, okay, God. Yeah, here's my almost 10-year friendship.
Right.
And it was... Oh, my gosh. I need to stop drinking Starbucks. I'm burping every 4 seconds. But, yeah, it was hard. That's, like, that's like the only word I can... I'm, like, it was just right. hard. It was hard.
It's and hard.
It was hard.
It is hard.
You're
not wrong.
Yeah. but yeah,
what are some things that God taught you? And because I know in that season of like feeling alone, there's a lot of growth for you. What was some of those things that like you've grown from? You've grown from?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. But some of the, like,
yeah.
In what ways did I grow?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. I feel like he really showed me, like, she hurt you and she said these things about you. And it, like, those were, like, they hurt. The right. things that she said to me, it, like, oh my gosh, it hurt a yeah. lot. And it made me feel so, like, worthless and so just, like, who even am I anymore? My best friend right. is coming to me saying, like,
right.
that she doesn't want to be my friend anymore and she thinks all these things about me. How am I supposed to move on with that? Like, how am I supposed to move on knowing that someone thinks this about me?
Yeah.
And I always, growing up, I always told myself, I was like, I'm not a people pleaser. Like, I do what I want when I want to do it. And like, I'm an Enneagram number 8 and I don't care what anyone thinks about me. No. No.
No, little Ava, that's not yeah. what happened. That's not like, who you were.
Over the past, like, little bit, I want to say over the past, like, year or so, I've realized, like, I actually care a lot about what people think of me. And that was a hard realization to come to, but that yeah. was something that I figured out was, like, I'm actually a major people pleaser. After that whole thing, I was like, wow, this affected me a lot. Which, I guess it'd be concerning if it didn't affect me, and I was like, oh. Well, there goes my almost decade-long friend, right. you know, friendship.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, moving on. I feel like he really just taught me a lot more of, like, who I was. Yeah. And I got to learn who I was separate from her because right. so much of who I was in her. And right. so much of who I was, like... You know, when you're best friends with someone, it's like your two worlds like intermix and yeah. you take on the other person's persona, the things right. that they say, the way they act, like
right.
the way that you freaking burp all the time. I started doing that too. And I don't even know how that happens.
Sorry about that.
Like someone explain how I used to like barely ever burp. I met Paisley came into my life and I'm burping all the time now. And it's not okay. But
we just like, yeah, they like friends will have a strong influence on your actions in kind of who you become.
Right.
So it's like, choose them wisely.
Exactly. And
just kidding.
As well, no, it's true. No, it's I like know. Make sure you know who you're right, like, right. you know, entrusting your personality and your life with. Like, that's kind of important.
Right.
But I realized so much of who I was came from her. So many of the things that I said, like even like my outfit choices, I realized were like influenced by her. The things yeah. that I thought, the things that I wanted were all influenced by her.
Right.
And that wasn't necessarily a bad thing
yeah.
until it was. It got to a point where it was unhealthy and it was like, all I know is her.
Right.
Like everything I say, everything I wear, my choices, my freaking right. like YouTube feed is like because of like she's like I watch these gym girls and then I started watching these gym girls and it's right. like you know what I mean like your lives yeah. just become so intermixed and that's why I think like your close circle of people is yeah. so important
right.
and throughout that time I really went through like having to learn who I was without her
right
because I didn't know I had been best friends with her for 9 years I didn't know who I was apart from her and so he really just taught me like
yeah
who I was in him what he had to say about me all the things that she spoke over me all the things that she said that hurt me that
yeah
you know whatever I watched as the Lord came into my life wow. and said no like yeah. this is who you are this is what I say about you
right.
and I realized like so wow good. I live for an audience of one mm. like I don't have to care so much about what other people think because as long as I'm good with Jesus and you hear it all the time like as long as Jesus loves me and you know yeah. there's some cheesy Christian Pinterest quote you can find for that I'm sure but like it's so true when you're living yeah. for an audience of one the opinions of the world become weightless and yeah. it's like
it's so incredible
yeah
that feeling
oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's what I watched that start to happen. And I still mm-hmm. fight fear of man. I still fight yeah. my tendencies to people
thing,
please.
Right.
It's not like, I mean, sometimes God does this where it's like he encounters you and that problem is gone and it, you know, you never yeah. struggle with it again. But I think 9 times out of 10, like mm. the Lord can deliver you from something and he can lift yeah. a burden off your shoulders. But that doesn't mean you're still not going to like wrestle with it some, you know, it's yeah. like, if you're an alcoholic, you're not going to like go to rehab
slowly,
and
right.
then all your problems are going to go away and you're never going right. to struggle with alcohol ever again.
Right.
It's like you might be better, but there's still going to be that temptation. There's still going to be
yeah.
things that you need to walk through. And so I still wrestle with a lot of those things, but I realized just kind of like after I found who I was
yeah.
and who the Lord told me that I was, I realized like, oh, I don't have to live up
right.
to like these standards that everyone else has for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it was just incredible. Just
yeah.
like the things that he showed me. And then like shortly after, like I got really close with you and
yeah.
that took so much time and so much prayer of me being like, Lord,
yeah.
this is something I care about. Like I always wanted to have that, like, you yeah. know, that like Hallmark story of like two breath two best friends grow up together and you know we were best friends when we were like 3 years old and now we're getting married within the same week and we're having kids together and like all these things like
yeah.
I wanted to be like oh yeah I've known her since I was like 5 I
right.
always wanted to have that and it felt like I lost that it mm. felt like I was like like now, because we had always talked about like being
right.
in each other's weddings and like our husbands being like best friends and like,
right.
you know, all these things. And
yeah.
and then to lose that, it was like, okay.
Right. So hard.
But then I realized like we've known each other since we were really little. So it
yeah.
was like the Lord was so quick to redeem that situation
right.
and be like, I see the little things. I
right.
he saw that I wanted that and that mm. that was something that I cared about. And so years prior to this entire thing happening, like he had us doing horseback riding lessons together
oh.
when we were in second and third grade because
yeah.
he saw that later down the road, I would be like, I don't have that childhood best friend.
Right.
And then he would bring you along and be like, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Yes, you do.
Here
and
I am just over here waiting for her.
Literally. And it's like, now I have that with someone else. And I think like, if that friendship hadn't ended, I don't think I ever would have got as close to you as
yeah.
I have because it was like, she was my entire world. She was my only friend. And it was like, yeah. I didn't really have anyone else besides her.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it was very messy. It was very crazy. And I, oh my gosh. But even like after we got really close, the Lord even redeemed our friendship.
Right.
He redeemed my friendship that I had with her. And right. I remember she like literally texted me one random day and she was like, hey, because we had been having more conversations. We had been talking a little bit more at church here and there. And she was like, hey, I just really want to know like what's going on. Like, can we meet up and talk about it? Like, whatever. And we went to the little shopping center near like in our area. And we just kind of walked around and we talked about it. And oh my gosh, getting that closure was like, oh my actual heck, that it felt so good. Because honestly, if I'm being completely honest with myself, I was fine literally never talking to her again. And I didn't even realize that, but I kind of had, you know, accepted the fact that I might never get that closure, and that there might always be that part where I was like, yeah, I don't really know why she said that, I don't really know what happened. But the fact that God even like redeemed that friendship, and now it's like we came to the understanding like, okay, we're never gonna be best friends again, we're never gonna, you know, it's never gonna be
the same as it used to
what it was.
Yeah,
but we can, you know, we're friends now, and we like, you know,
you still value each other and love each other. And
right. And it was like, you know, over winter break we went and we got Chick-fil-A and we like walked around you know, the little shopping center. It was like, okay.
Okay. Look at this, God.
And it was like, he was so quick to not only like cut out something of my life that I didn't even realize was hindering me in a way that I wouldn't have, like, it was a blind spot for me. I couldn't even recognize the fact that she had become so much of who I was. And so the Lord was so quick to like cut that off, show me who I was, show me a huge part of my identity and who I am in him, to bring you along, and then to later come back to that and restore that friendship. And it was so special, and it was so like only God, you know.
And it shows how much God cares about those little details, and so like so fully has your life and every detail in his hands. And how if you just let him steer the boat, if you let him take control, the things he can do, it's insane. Yeah. It's like, this is better than I could ever imagine. Right. The things that you've taught me, the things that the people you've brought into my life, the things that have happened are things that I never would have done without God.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, those things just blow my mind. Like, how God is so good at doing that, you know?
No, totally.
And I think your story is something that a lot of people can relate to, because a lot of people, you know, we have this kind of, this hole, this void that only God can fill and satisfy. And a lot of us look to other things to fill that rather than God. And a lot of times that's friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't even realize that we're not filling that with God, the one who can only truly satisfy it. We're filling it with other people. So yeah, so many times we don't even realize that we're doing that. And that's where we need to have a check-in with ourselves and ask God, hey, am I allowing you to fill that void, or am I allowing other things to fill that?
Yeah.
And and even just with, like, you know, you were talking about how everything you did was her, like your world was her.
Yeah.
A lot of us don't put our foundation and build our foundation on fully just God. And instead, we kind of just look to think other things to cling on to and grow on from there. You know what I mean? And so that's when we kind of start to fall, and we don't have structure because it's not built on God and God alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I had this whole moment in the car last night as I was like driving home from a babysitting thing. And there had been, and we can talk about this in another episode, but there had just been this whole situation that I had been trying to control for so long. And I was just kind of like, I literally just started weeping in the car. And I was like, Lord, I am so sorry for trying to take control of something that I don't even know what I'm doing with. And I was like, I repent of like ever trying to take control of wow, the things that you have for my life, because everything that you have for me is so much better than anything I could dream up for myself. Like,
yeah.
I can't, the good things that you had in store for me then and the things that you still have in store for me now, like,
right.
I can't even imagine that. My best life that I can picture for myself is nothing. It doesn't hold a candle to the things, yeah. like, that the Lord has for me later down the line. And I just was like, I trust you. I'm done trying to control wow. this. Like, I just relinquish control and I just say, like, Lord, you can have it all. Like, you can make of my life whatever you want it to be. Like, use me. Like, use me as a vessel, Lord. Like, I will do your work. I will be your hands and feet. Mm-hmm. Like, I will pursue you, but I am done trying to control the things that you otherwise had so much bigger, better plans for my life. And that was something that I really feel like the Lord had been trying to teach me all this time, is like, hey, stop trying to control this situation. I have my hand on this. Would you let go? Would you just relax? Like, understand that I have this. And I feel like what happens in our lives is when we cling on to things and we hold on to things so much, like, the Lord is like, all right, clearly you know what you're doing. And he kind of will like back off until we can realize, like, the things that I have for myself aren't good enough.
Yeah.
You know, they're not what God has for me. They're not the best that they can be. And so when we can finally come to a place of having an open heart and an open mind of like, okay, Lord, do whatever you want with my life and whatever you want with my friendships, with my relationships, like, do what you want. Then the Lord can take hold of that and he can work with that and he can mold that into
right.
the life that he has for you. But it really comes down to, like, can you trust him?
Right.
Can you give your friendships to him? Can you understand that, like, yeah, that sucked. That moment right there where your best friend told you, like, you know, how much she hated you and didn't want to be friends with you anymore. Like, and that wasn't what she said. That's just an example. But, like, yeah, that sucked. But can you understand that, like, the Lord has so many bigger, better things for your life? So, I think...
I'm really excited about this point that we made.
Also,
Yeah, sorry, finish
first. No, you're good. The Lord, he'll bring certain friendships into your life, but then he can... Sometimes those friendships are only for a season.
Mm.
And sometimes, like, the Lord will just bring someone into your life to teach you something.
Yeah.
And then when that tree is done growing, it's like, all right, we don't need this anymore. Now I'm going to teach you something new. And that's painful, but it really is like just coming back to like trusting God with your friendships. Because, like I said, I mean, I prayed for so long, like, Lord, would you give me someone who understands me? Would you give me someone who, like, just loves me for who I am.
Yeah.
And, but also I think it's really important that, like, we be that friend. We be the person that we want. We be the friend that we want to have.
Yeah.
And it also, you know, choosing good Christian friends is important, and it's something that so many people struggle with. And yeah. And we both kind of like had this moment where, like, so basically what we do when we prepare for these podcast episodes is we have a shared note and we'll find like our Bible verse, and that'll go like at the top, and then all the points will kind of like come after that. And so it's a very loose outline, but one of the points that we had, we both like kind of had the same thought, and we like finished each other's
sandwiches. You had started it and I was like, oh, that's good, let me add on to it, and then she
finished it.
It brought it together, and it was so fire cool. Now so we're gonna read that.
Gosh.
Okay. You have to distance yourselves from people that don't help you grow closer to God. That was her part. And I said, so that you can make room for the friends that do help you grow closer to God. I feel like that is just so good, because you literally have a testimony to prove that's so true.
Yeah.
Because she had to remove that friend from her life.
I had to make room.
That was not leading her to God. She had to make room.
We make space. We make room. We have come to yield to you. So I had to yield and, yeah.
And make space so that.
So that I could have Paisley in my life.
We make it sound like I'm like so perfect and great and.
Oh, she's not. No,
I'm not. I,
like, she's actually.
Trust me, guys. No. I'm not perfect. No, I'm but literally human.
I'm
being.
Just. You are such a gift from God. And that's why I am so like, yeah. You know, adamant about being like, no, I love her. And she, I love her. Is because like, I don't know. You're just so wonderful and amazing. And I love you.
Thanks.
But with that, I think. Something that a lot of people struggle with is, okay, well, we're called to love people and be friends with the people that aren't believers. How do we do that without letting them affect our lives? Right. Because if we can have an effect on their life, they can have an effect on ours.
Yeah.
And I think something else that I wrote down that I was like, wow, like this is such a God thing because I wouldn't have come up with this by myself. I said, there's a difference between loving everyone and being friendly to everyone and actually having deep, close relationships with people. We are called to love everyone regardless of who they are and what they've done, but that doesn't mean that they have to be a part of your close circle. And, you know, your friends are a strong influence on who you are and your actions, the things totally. That you say and the things that you do.
Yeah,
and it is really important to make sure that while you are loving on those people, they aren't becoming a part of your close circle.
Yeah.
And maybe that looks like, you know, you can love on them. You can be cordial. You can say hi. You can eat lunch with them. But it, you know, make sure you have those healthy boundaries. Make right. sure you have that distance because I think it's so easy for boundaries to be moved, things to shift. I realized I was doing this with one of my friendships recently, where I was like, okay, I don't know how I feel mm-hmm. about my actions and my life looking like hers.
Yeah.
Where I was like, okay.
That's not me. That's not what I'm doing.
Yes. I was like, the things that, like, I love her. I love, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's important to recognize, like, you can love someone and you can share the love of Jesus with them without having them be your best friend. And that's something I'm currently trying to figure out is, okay, right. how do I do that? And, yeah, I mean, you can love on someone without having them be your best friend. It yeah. is possible.
It is. And I think so many people are like, you hate or you love your right. best friends or you're not best friends.
Anyone who doesn't serve you and love you, cut them out of your life forever. No. And it's like, nope, that's not what Jesus calls us to.
You
can be right in between.
You don't have to absolutely love them, but you also don't have to hate them.
Right.
That's not what we're called to. We're called
exactly.
to love them no matter what. To be, you know, we don't have to be best friends with him.
Yeah.
With him. With them.
Or him or her.
Him or her.
It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done.
The human being.
And yes. But yeah.
Why do we keep doing that?
I said this in like, I think it was our first episode, but our method of communication is fully telepathy now. We don't even use words. We just are our brains yeah. just they do yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, I think like it's so important to make sure that we're not yoked with the people that are unbelievers. There's a quote that says, show me your five closest friends and I'll show you your, show you. I can never say this quote right.
It's okay,
show me your five closest friends and I'll show you your future. And you've probably heard that like a million yeah. times, but it's so true because when you're spending every second of your time with someone, you are going to start looking more and more like them,
yeah.
whether you realize it or not.
Right.
And so it really is just making sure that you're choosing good friends and choosing good yeah. people in your life. And you know, good friends are not people who talk trash about each other.
Yeah.
Good friends are not people who are fake and who are only nice to you when you're around.
Right.
And it's like, sometimes those friendships take forever to come,
yeah.
but nothing that is good is easy to obtain.
Yeah.
Nothing that you have to wait for is ever a waste of time. And that is also so something worth it. Yeah. I've had to learn is like, yeah. especially with my friendship with you, it yeah. didn't happen for years. I didn't realize right. it was the friendship that I needed, but God was developing that over time.
Right.
And it took time for it to become what it is now. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, we have to, I feel like really it all comes back to trusting God and understanding he has yeah. our best interest in heart.
Right.
And, you know, Romans 8:28, he works all things together for the good of those who love him, you know, and
come on.
So, but yeah. your friends have the ability to lead you astray. It's important that you're right. building a community of people who are there to strengthen and support yeah. you. And like,
people need people.
Right. They it's need, we need reality. Each other. We're yeah. created to be social and to have a community and to keep each other accountable.
Right.
But if you don't have that,
sometimes you are in a season of loneliness.
Yeah.
In a season of not having that community. And that's okay. Look for the things that God is doing. Ask God what he's doing, you know, through you and for you in that season. Because,
yeah.
Yeah. Totally. There's always a reason for every season.
There's a reason
for every season.
And on that note,
my apologies. The last thing that I wanted to say was that God has people for everyone. And yeah. it might not be like when you expect it or when you want it, because he knows you so well. And I think that's something, a point that I will make on every podcast. God knows yeah. you better than you know yourself.
Mm.
So trust him with your friendships, because he does have that person for you. And yeah. when that person does come, it is such a gift. Cherish that. Yeah. Be grateful for that. Thank God for that.
I'll cherish you forever.
Mm-hmm. I pray that like our friendship isn't just like one of those like season things.
It's not.
I pray that we last forever.
We shall.
Yeah.
We shall.
And I pray that for you guys too. I pray that you would have friends like
yeah.
her. And I mean, her maybe not exactly like her, but like just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just saying like friends that
it
like
takes
our friendship.
A special kind of person to handle me.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Please.
I just want to end on like, if you're feeling like you're in a season of loneliness, if you feel like maybe you've been in a season of loneliness, or you feel like you don't have that close circle of people, or maybe you yeah. feel like, you know, you don't have those good Christian friendships, you don't have that close community of people, just remember, like, God has a plan for you. Yeah. And I hope that this was encouraging in some form. I know this episode was kind of chaotic, but I hope that it helped someone. And I hope that if you're struggling with your friendships or any form of relationship, like, just know that God has, that's what he intends for you. He doesn't yeah. tell us all these things in the Bible about having community and, you know, Mark talking about how, you know, when one or two are gathered together in my name, like there are, no, it's two or three. When two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am among them. Like he doesn't yeah. say things like that only to put you in a season of loneliness and have you feel right. hopeless. Like know that there is hope for your friendships, for yeah. your relationships. Like if you feel like you're going to school and all the people there are super shallow and there's really nothing to talk about and maybe they're all just gossiping, they're all just talking about each other. There's nothing there, there's no material, there's nothing to grasp onto with yeah. that relationship. It's just kind of like whatever it is, like just yeah. know like the Lord has those people for you.
Yeah.
He has those deep relationships for you, and
yeah.
I just would challenge you to trust him.
Yeah.
I want you to take time this week and just continue to press in to his presence
yeah.
and ask him to give you the hope and the strength yeah. and the confidence to keep fighting through until you have those friendships and those people around right. you that make you feel like how that make you feel as valuable as you are.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. It's hard to understand your worth when you don't have those people around you affirming you and yeah. being like, hey, this is who the Lord says you are.
Yeah.
And having those people to call you higher and to challenge you and to push you and to help you grow as a person and a woman or man of God. Like, it's hard. And yeah. I understand that. And I just want you to know, like, both of us, we've both been there. We've both had yeah. that season of life where it was like, man, this is hard.
Right.
I don't know what to do. Lord, I thought this person was going to be in my life for yeah. a long time. And now they're not. And now we don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
And now I cry whenever I think about them, you know? Like, understand both of us have been there. Mm-hmm. And Paisley didn't really get to share as much of her story as I'm sure she would have liked to, because I can't stop talking. But just know she has been there too.
I have. And it was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to encourage you. He has those people. Yeah. And I don't know how long you've been in that season. Maybe it's been 2 months. Maybe it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
But God has those people. And he sees you and he cares.
Yeah.
And he loves you so deeply. And he desires that for you. And just know, like, in this season of waiting for those friendships to come into fruition, he's preparing those friends for you. He's preparing you. And there can be active waiting. You don't have to sit on your hands and just wait and wait and wait and wait until those people just happen to walk into your life. There are things that you can do to take steps and to partner with God to finding those friendships and to, you know, really just stepping into the fullness that God has for your friendships and relationships. Like, it is possible.
Right.
And so, yeah, I want to end with encouraging you on that. I hope.
Be patient.
It's be patient. Worth it. It's so worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing you have to wait for is ever a waste of time.
Yeah.
Ever. Especially when you're partnered with God.
Especially.
So, anyways, was there anything else you wanted to say or?
No. I think, just continue to lean on God and trust him in the unknown. Trust him when you are unsure if, you know, you will have those friends again or if God will bring you those friends. Trust him because he will. He's done it in my life. I had to let go of friends that I didn't want to let go of, but that's what he was calling me to, and so I listened, and I had had a hard time trusting that he was going to provide those friends, but when I put that my full trust in him, the friendships that he brought me were better than I could have imagined. They're way better than before.
Yeah.
And it's something that I couldn't have done on my own. If I didn't let go of those friends, I wouldn't be where I am today with the friendships that I have today.
Yeah.
So, like, don't give up on trusting on God and trusting that he will provide better than you could ever imagine. And and just wait and be patient and watch him work. Watch him do what he does best.
Yeah.
And
Well, we love you guys so, so much. If you made it up to this point in the episode, congratulations and thank you so much. I know this was a very long episode, but it's something that has multiple different like sides to it, and it's a difficult topic, especially for Christians and whatnot. So thank you guys so, so much for listening. Stay tuned for stay tuned for next week's episode, and make sure you're following us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you are listening. Go follow our Instagram handles and our YouTube and everything and all our social media platforms. I have yet to make those.
We'll get there someday.
We will get there eventually. But yeah, thank you guys so, so much. We love you so
much. Can we pray for them?
Let's pray friendships? For them. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my goodness.
Are you good?
My elbow did something weird. Anyways.
That's weird. Yeah, I'm just going to pray us out.
Go for it.
Sorry, I just had to catch my breath.
Okay. Get a girl.
God, we just lit. Ow.
Okay.
God, we just lift up whoever is watching this, God, whoever can really relate to it or is having a hard time putting their trust in you, God. We just ask that you would help them and guide them to fully put their trust and lean on you and you alone, God. We just pray that the people that related to this and really do need, you know, friendships like the friendship that me and Ava have, God, that you would just continue to provide and that you would continue to show up in their lives and in ways that they don't expect. And God, that you would just provide, that you would, you know, show really, you would show that you would show people you know what a friend is and what a friend you are and God, I just pray that the words that we said today would touch and reach the people that were listening and in some way And yeah, thank you, God, for this podcast and everything you're doing in it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.